Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 43 degrees.
We should reach a high of 52 today and a little more sun coming out this afternoon.
State Senator Glenn Grothman, the choice among Republicans at the party state convention over the weekend to succeed the outgoing Tom Petri for the 6th District congressional seat. WizPolitics.com conducted a straw poll and reported that 159 statewide voters chose Grothman, while his closest competitor, Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan, received only 85 votes. On Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, Lipom said the poll's not a setback since all candidates are just getting their campaigns underway. And he said his past election record shows he can bring people from across the entire political spectrum to support conservative ideals.
I've done that in the past elections. I've brought people to our side in the 26th Assembly District, first Republican elected to that district in over 46 years. Running for the 9th District, I was the first Republican elected to that seat in 30 years.
There will be a three-way race in the GOP primary in August with Grothman, Lipom, and Assemblyman Dewey Strobel of Saukville seeking the nomination to replace Petri. Petri, meanwhile, wrapping up his career, he addressed the Republicans over the weekend and called for unity.
We have individuals from all parts of the political spectrum here as Republicans. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. That's the motto of our country, but it's also the story of our party.
And, of course, the big deal was the governor.
Yes, he was at the convention this weekend and officially accepted the party's nomination for re-election.
The real story for the media to report about this convention is that Wisconsin is better off today than it was 4 years ago and will be even better going forward 4 years from now if Republicans continue to be in charge of our state government. That's the real story.
Walker says Wisconsin is back on and touted his efforts to reduce taxes and turn the state's economy around.
Well, as the Republicans headed home from their convention yesterday, at least one political scientist says the GOP should keep full control of the state legislature after this fall's elections. UW-Milwaukee analyst Mordecai Lee, former Democratic lawmaker, said the odds are against Democrats in their quest to regain the majority in the Senate. The GOP is losing at least three veterans in an upper house that has a slim 18-15 Republican majority. Lee said the Republicans firmed up their chances to win a number of Senate seats in their 2011 redistricting.
As the candidates for governor argue about their records for creating jobs, a new report spells out a dim future the politicians can do nothing about. The rising numbers of empty jobs in schools in Wisconsin due to the retirement of the baby boomers. The state's Taxpayers Alliance says Wisconsin's working age population will shrink 0.2% between now and 2040 as retirees nearly double. The alliance issued a report yesterday which warns of little or no job growth in Wisconsin since not as many people will be around to fill new positions. The Tax Alliance says average incomes could drop. State finances will become more strained with a growth in seniors who are the biggest users of government services, and many school districts are already seeing enrollment declines as baby boomer children get older.
Prayer before a public meeting does not violate the separation of church and state. That's a ruling from the Supreme Court today in a split decision. You get more on that story from Jared Halperin.
Prayers read before lawmakers get to work is rooted in the nation's founding. Justice Anthony Kennedy notes, writing for a fractured 5-4 majority that the town of Greece, New York, did not violate the Constitution's prohibition against government-established religion. Invocations led by laypeople or clergy are fine so long as participation in the prayer is not forced or used to coerce or intimidate, and the opinion adds minority faiths are not excluded or discriminated against. The Supreme Court opinion overturns a lower court's finding the town of Greece led meetings with prayers stressing Christianity. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Numbers released last week show tourism was up in 2013, and 2014 is already off to a great start. Wisconsin tourism up 4% last year from the previous year, and that doesn't account for the nearly 140,000 sightseers who flocked up north at the beginning of this year. Tourism Secretary Stephanie Kletz said money spent by those viewing the world-famous ice caves will be factored into 2014 tourism numbers.
Exactly. The 2013 numbers, the ice caves didn't exist. Lake Superior did not freeze all the way over creating the ice cave. So that will come out for 2014.
The tourism department released numbers last week showing Wisconsin tourism was up $700 million from 2012 to 2013. Sheboygan County's total was around $199 million last year, an increase of 4% from 2012.
Well, one tribe in Wisconsin reviewing financial gifts to its members, mainly from the Indian casinos. Colin Bennett tells us what is sparking the change in policy.
High school graduates that are members of the Ho-Chunk Nation receive trust funds in a lump sum as of right now, sometimes up to $200,000. But that may not last for long. The Wisconsin State Journal says tribal leaders are looking to give them out in smaller amounts now because many of the graduates end up just burning through the cash. On the table are proposals to tie some of the payments to other achievements like military service or employment.
And the company that brought us the famous Milwaukee Brewers racing sausages has been sold to a private equity firm in San Francisco. Tall Tree Foods, which is owned by Altamont Capital Partners, said this morning that it bought Milwaukee-based Clements sausages. Terms were not disclosed, but the announcement said Clements would keep the offices, plants, and management team here in Milwaukee.
Wonder what Chorizo said.
I'm not sure.
He's not quoted in the story. How about the forecast?
Becoming partly sunny and a high near 52 today. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 35. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 56.
Right now, Rusty, we're at 42 degrees. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh, WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.